Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment, Greg Palast, ABC, ABC News reporter, fraud investigator, has a lot of courage. He's been arrested, you name it. Remember, Homeland Security tried to arrest him for terrorism, for videotaping FEMA camps a few years ago after Katrina. They said, you're not allowed to show how people are living, even just shoot it from the road. And they put out the arrest warrant for him, but then people said, well, that's crazy. This is America. See, they want to just get you used to it. Well, he has been predicting what's going to happen in Europe and here as the megabanks implode the country, sign us onto their debt, and take money out of our bank accounts. And Chase, of course, having 0% balances a few days ago, a quote glitch. It's all trial balloons. They're all testing cashless society systems, in my estimation, to turn off all your cards during any civil unrest. To just shut the grid down. It's the internet kill switch. It's the cashless society kill switch that they admit they've been developing. And that's all this is. J.P. Morgan Chase is the government of this country. It is the New World Order. It is the financial corporate heart of these interlocking combines. And they are anti-free market. They want a global monopoly and a dumbed-down population living as serfs in giant government-run surveilled ghettos, where they live in lavish mini-cities in the most beautiful areas in the world, protected by robot drones and sentries. Just go read what Rick Kurzweil writes. And he just says, look, it doesn't matter the singularity. We'll just step on you like you're a bug. You know, will we get rid of humanity? You're bugs. It won't even be a discussion. That's what they all say. You're already bugs. We're merging with the mega computer. We're merging with HAL 9000. Dave, I'm afraid, Dave. And what's crazy about the globalists is they're in control through all their scamming and scheming, but they're always messing up. They just keep doing the same plan. When first you don't succeed, try again. And so people are like, well, you know, if they don't always get what they want and usually end up failing, well, what's the problem? Well, they'll end up destroying us in the process. They must be stopped. Because the most radical of them, the most out of control of them, end up getting in the power positions as they shove the others down. Because what does British Special Forces say? It's an old saying, came before them, but it's their creed, their credo, their maxim, their signet, their battle cry. Fortune favors the bold. Fortune favors the bold. And I agree. It's true. Fortune does favor the bold. And I'll make a bold announcement and point out the emperor's butt nakedness in T-minus 25 minutes. The government's got all my phones tapped. They already know what it is. The government, the mafia that uses my tax money to build this big monstrosity so they can perch up there and wear black ties and white shirts and walk around imagining their secret agents following some false mind control template of their importance. You're important when you join humanity. You're important when you break the chains of control. You're important when you come out of the matrix. You're important when you fight for your family and humanity. Instead of playing the part of you're part of the technocracy and humanity's a cancer that you're going to control and corral and cull, you're being culled and you know it. You weren't given the memo, but justice says you'll be given a warning, and I'm here to give you the warning. It's dictated that you be given a warning. It's metaphysical. It's spiritual. It's a rule, and that's why I'm here. It's why I'm allowed to continue to operate. And so I ask you, what are you going to do? You going to let them tell you there are no bullets, there's no Al-Qaeda working with the government when they publicly admit it? You going to let them tell you there's no checkpoints on the highway or there's no First Amendment, but there is a First Amendment? You going to let them tell you, oh, there's no new taxes on poor people, but there are in Obamacare? You going to let them tell you there are no drone strikes, as Robert Gibbs said, the man behind the curtain? Or are you going to pull down the little guy behind the curtain? You know, I love how in the new movie they've cast the man behind the curtain as the good guy. He's deceiving everyone to defeat a greater evil. The truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. What about when the devil is guarded by a bodyguard of lies?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I am going to expose that the emperor is absolutely naked. I'm going to call the giant hoax. So stay with us for that. I really appreciate Greg Palast, who's worked for ABC News, BBC, you name it, syndicated columnist, joining us. He also writes for The Observer, one of the biggest newspapers in Europe. GregPalast.com is his site. He's a best-selling author. I wanted to get him on because he explained in 2002 when the documents leaked that there's a plan to implode Europe and the U.S. with the hedge funds next and sign us onto their derivatives debt. And he decried the derivatives moves in the late 1990s as well, bipartisanly. He was a former federal fraud investigation specialist at the highest levels of these brokerage firms and big banks. So he saw it coming. He's the first guy, other than economist George Humphrey, my friend here in Austin, city council member at the time, who also broke it down. But Greg Palast got the documents. What they've done to the third world, they plan to do here. What they've done to Greece, they're going to do to every other country in Europe, and then us. Whatever they can get away with, they'll do. And now they say they want 10% of the Cyprus bank's money. And now they're saying 15% in Italy and 15% in Spain. To set the precedent, just steal your money right off the top, unelected EU bureaucrats. So I wanted to get him on here today. They put an arrest warrant out a few years ago for him. He was covering the FEMA trailer areas in Louisiana falling apart, and they said it was terrorism to film a government installation. The arrest warrant was issued. It got media coverage, and so they didn't arrest him, but it got dropped. But it shows the mindset of this system where we can't hand out magazines now in Austin until I went down there and threatened to sue. They said, you can't hand your magazines out anywhere in this downtown. You can't have InfoWars bumper stickers. It shows what the higher-ups want. And if we lay down, they're going to win. The fake instinct to grovel and lick boots is going to bring us to hell. Now, Greg Palast at GregPalast.com, I want to get your take on exactly what's happening, where this is moving, and where the future of this is going to go. Greg, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Alex. I'm really glad to be back with you, especially because when I wrote in Vice magazine, a giant international column space that I have, that the Alex Jones Show is one of the most intelligent, most informative platforms for real journalism in the United States. A lot of my lefty friends were like, what are you talking about, Alex Jones? And I said, yes, listen with your mind open, and you will get information you won't hear anywhere else. I don't have to agree with everything you say, Alex. It doesn't matter. What a blessing to have this platform, so I appreciate being on.
No, I appreciate you, but I mean, listen, they do that to anybody that gets off the controlled left-right establishment fake debate plantation. Because they're scared. You know, anybody who's starting to really have an effect like yourself or others, they will attack that person in the press and say, don't go near this person because they're afraid our ideas are going to be picked up.
In fact, I just have to take a couple seconds to mention that obviously I am the mainstream outside the United States, the BBC, the biggest English language television.
Let's talk about Piers Morgan briefly.
And what happened was is
five of his employees arrested now. I mean, you know, when is he going to get arrested? Go ahead.
Well, as soon as he steps back in England, this is amazing to me. And I have to say, thank, bless you, sir, for getting in his face. Piers Morgan, as a BBC television reporter and as a reporter for The Guardian, the biggest English language paper in the nation, much bigger than the New York Times, I did an undercover investigation in which I found that there was a lockup between Tony Blair, the Clinton White House, big power companies to basically seize the utility assets of the planet. And I uncovered this, including Enron, got inside, did undercover reporting, splashed all over, almost brought down the Blair government. People went to prison. But Piers Morgan, who was running a filth rag called The Mirror, went after me, calling me a liar, coming at smearing me.
He puts you on the cover. And listen, you never toot your horn. You, more than anybody, helped bring down Enron, God bless you, who was raping the Californians, what, some weeks of over $1 billion of extra charges?
That's right. And what I always hated is that while we got Enron, I thought that it wasn't the bad apple. It was the whole damn rotten tree, rotten branch. And so what happened was that Piers Morgan even went so far as to – as you know, I was on the cover as a sex maniac of the Mirror, just making up this stuff about Greg. You know, I don't mind a little action, but you know, I was smeared left and right by Piers Morgan, a complete liar. And then I
a sex maniac's better than a hacker hacking innocent people.
Maniac maybe, but the thing is, we also uncovered that Piers Morgan had done insider trading, stuff that in the United States you'd be breaking rocks on a chain gang. He would trade on stocks. Listen to this. This guy would trade. Piers Morgan would, as the editor of the paper, find out what his columnists were going to recommend in the business pages the next day or next week to buy. He would buy it in advance, knowing that the stock would be pumped and would go up. It was automatic. He was pocketing hundreds of thousands of pounds into his own pocket. You know, in the U.S., I mean, that's absolute jail time. I've never heard of anyone doing that in the U.S. without jail time. They let him get away with it. He lied on his visas. The U.S. State Department, including the current Obama administration, allowed him to come into the United States, despite the fact that it says that if you've committed what would be a felony crime in the United States, which he committed, you committed a felony crime in the United States, you can't get a visa to work here. You can't get a green card.
Doesn't he fit the perfect MO of probably MI5 or MI6?
Worse, because he uses their information. In other words, he got a lot of information.
So he's a guy above it. He's one of like the master gophers who's actually playing the agencies. But I mean, when I met him, right, I was like, whoa, this is the real deal right here. I mean, this is like Count Dracula.
By the way, I do know that he really doesn't like you, Alex. I got the inside.
But, oh, really? What did they say?
I'll tell you later, but they're really not happy with either of us. But the thing is, they're really upset with me because I'm from his establishment, from BBC. And the other thing he did was he fabricated reports on the war in Iraq. He literally took fabricated photos and he got caught. Supposedly, photos of soldiers in Iraq, they were taken in sunny England. And he faked these photos, and when he got caught, he said, well, they were kind of like the real thing. Can you imagine faking war photos?
I got to hear them, and I know they hate me. They were crying and freaking out. You know, they say they beat me in the debate. It was actually blew up in their face. They're scared. But before we get into Cyprus, I mean, this hatchet man thing is important. What from your sources is Morgan saying?
Okay, he's just really upset with you. I mean, he's reading everything we're saying about him. Hi, Piers. I'm sure he's monitoring. Hey, Piers. You know, he's tried so hard to set me up to ruin my career, to say, you know, I'm a sex maniac. And, hey, listen, here's my phone number if anyone wants to help me get over this terrible affliction. But the thing is that, you know what, by U.S. law, he's a criminal felon. By English law, he seems to have gotten away with it. They don't have the same securities laws we have. He fabricated news reports most people would never be allowed on the air. And for CNN to allow a guy who's been caught again and again, literally making up the news, making it up, faking it, and using it to enrich and line his own pocket, I'm just stunned at the, you know, I once said that when American mainstream media needs a new TV host, a new news anchor, they just wait for a toilet to overflow, and they got it. You know, and it's just unbelievable. Is that the best America could find? Is this guy who, if he goes back to England, will be immediately clamped in irons, by the way, because he was involved in wiretapping phones. That's all against them. You can't wiretap.
Well, they've already arrested, what is it, like 10 people? It was five more last week. His underlings?
You know what? All the people around him. All the people around him. And he even admits that he heard. He listened in on private phone conversations because they hacked into people's answering machine, including Sir Paul McCartney. I know exactly how he did it. I can't reveal, but I know exactly the method he used from my BBC television show. Our investigators know exactly how you did it, Piers. I know exactly. And we will reveal that as soon as you get close enough to sunny England to be arrested. Then we'll reveal it. We know how you did it. He's listening. It's creepy. You know, it's creepy. It's illegal, by the way. It's quite illegal.
He jumped whenever I found out he was at a big gun place in Houston. They told me. So they let me into the green room, and I walked up, and he actually jumped when he saw me. It was really funny.
You know, these guys, you know, it's unfortunately, suddenly he's clothing himself as a guy protecting our little children from getting shot in schools. Police. This guy is... He's a threat to the moral character.
Oh, yeah, that's like the Bushes, Prescott Bush, after he got caught running the Nazi banks. They created the USO right as he was about to be arrested with all the others, but they did that. So they said, well, we can't arrest him. He just started this thing for the troops.
Yeah, so you know, look, it's fun and circus, and what's terrible about it is that somehow they say Alex Jones is a wild man, and yet Piers Morgan, who does nothing but the Britney, he says his dream interview would be Britney Spears. Excuse me, I want to vomit. But anyway, I don't mind. You want to interview Britney Spears? Fine, Mr. Morgan. Just do it from the prison cell that's waiting for you in London.
And it's getting a lot closer. I mean, how can all his underlings go to jail and admit they've been doing this, but he doesn't get in trouble?
Yeah. I mean, the English system is so class poisoned. And plus, don't forget, Alex, remember I said he lined his pockets with from inside information. I want to know, Mr. Morgan, who else, who in government, who in MI6, who in the establishment, did you also pass off these tips to? Who else traded on this inside information with you? And is that why you've been protected?
Well, we know it's come out the Metropolitan Police were in it.
Yeah, we know that. I mean, they straight up briberies to the police. I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyway,
we're going to break. Take us out to break, 30 seconds. What's going on in Cyprus with the bank accounts disappearing?
Wholesale thievery, but what they're doing in Cyprus, they're doing in New York too, but in a much subtler way. Much subtler, but it's just as evil, just as bad. There's no way that, believe me, and I have the documents.
I know you always do. We're going to come back with Greg Palast. We'll keep him to about 40 after. Then I'll make my big announcement because we need to finish up on this. But a big story about to go up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Coming up at about 40 after. It's hard to turn this down. Crank it up. When Sheriff John Brown came.
I shot the sheriff.
our guest, Breaking Analysis, Total Insiders. When it comes to understanding the banking fraud and what's happening, I want to look at Cyprus, the Cypriot people of Cyprus. I want to look at the global financial meltdown that's impossible to stop. They designed it to take over the whole planet. And then look at the fraud going on. I'm going to guess he's talking about flash trading. And why did JPMorgan Chase for 2.5 hours zero account balance everybody? Which a glitch can't do, folks. That stuff's all compartmentalized. And there's backup systems. We'll get Greg's take on that if I'm wrong or right. Greg Palace, please continue.
Okay. First of all, people should know that if you don't know Greg Palast, I'm a reporter for BBC Television, but before I became a journalist, I was an investigator, Justice Department, and racketeering fraud expert. But I actually got my degree in economics studying under Milton Friedman at the University of Chicago, of all things.
So you went to school around the real elite of this whole system.
I was the only American in what is known as the Chicago Boys group. I was in with these, I studied under six Nobel Prize winners. And one of them, by the way, is a guy named Bob Mundell. He is known as the father of the euro. He invented the Europa. Now, the euro, as he originally called it, the euro was not invented by Europeans. It was not meant to be a competitive currency to the dollar. What it was meant instead was to be something which would. And let me tell you, I'm quoting Mundell. I'm quoting the father of the euro.
No, he's on record. He said it was to take over countries.
It was meant to eliminate the power of elected congresses and parliaments to regulate industry. It would smash, the powerful unions. It would end any type of environmental regulation.
And it now appoints the presidents of major countries and exempts itself from the laws. It is a tyranny.
So what he said was, look, we have to take, and he told me this. I have, by the way, even tape recorded some of our conversations. That's what I used to do. I was always undercover even then as a young guy. He said, look, we have to take away the power of parliaments to set fiscal policy, to set monetary policy. If we do that and we impose this regime, then there is no vote of any parliament that can have any effect whatsoever on controlling industry. And therefore, the only thing you can do is reduce wages, cut regulations, and I don't mean regulations like, you know, that regulator civil liberties. He's talking about cutting regulations that.
And here's the issue. They sell it like the corporations would create a utopia, but the truth is they just shut down their competition. They are the opposite of free market while blaming now the free market's being blamed for their piratical looting.
Right. So it's piracy. And so what's happening is in Cyprus is that. You have a bunch of billions and billions of dollars in Russian mobster money and looted money, bribery money. Hot money has gone out of Russia and put into Cyprus, which was made part of the Eurozone. This money then is basically just a money laundering island. The money went from Cyprus out into Greece and other places so the mobster money can make it then jump over to Switzerland.
So let me guess. So now the top gangsters know there's smaller gangsters there as well. This is just Don Corleone demanding a cut right off the top. And while he's at it, take everything from maids and people and right. School teachers.
So what happened is that the Cypriot banks, the little elite that was handling the hot Russian dirty money, of course, got their skim. And they gambled it all away in Greece. And then bigger sharks, particularly a guy named Paul Singer. We need to know who these guys are. They're not just sharks in general. They have names. Paul Singer, multi-billionaire, Romney's biggest backer, by the way, and his business partner, Romney's business partner, has a fund called Elliott Management. Elliott Management went to Greece and said, we're going to burn this country down unless you pay us 100 times. I want to repeat that, 100 times that we paid for Greek bonds. The Greek government paid, had to steal it from the Cypriot bankers. Now the Cypriot bankers are busted. They're about to go under. So the European Union holds secret meetings with the IMF, with the president of Cyprus, Greek Cyprus, locked in a hotel room on the fifth floor of a hotel. I kid you not. I can't make this stuff up. Locked in the fifth floor of a hotel room and told, we're going to tell you what you're going to sign off on. And you're going to sign off on sucking money out of the average.
Stay there. Let's get into this. This is so incredible. Remember, they're not just taking other gangsters' money. They're taking school teachers, retired cops, auto mechanics, just taking their money. And our media says it's good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me just publicly invite Greg Palast on tonight, tomorrow, whenever he has time, to do an hour commercial-free interview. I mean, there'll be commercials on the front and the end, but, you know, commercial-free, uninterrupted, hour-long talk where he really has the floor and more time to break down all the names. Well, he can even send us documents, articles. We could do a report with him to really break down the entire world and what's going on, because I'm not kissing his hind end when it comes to financial news and the inside scoops. This guy's worked, you know, still ABC Nightly News, Nightline, BBC Newsnight, their top show. London Guardian, Observer. I mean, he knows where the bodies are buried. And he doesn't just say this stuff. He doesn't just get up here and throw this stuff out there. And he's nonpartisan. He just calls it like it is. And I briefly want to ask him before he gets back into Cyprus and all the rest of it. Hugo Chavez, I know you've met him, interviewed him, know him. I get the fact that as strongmen go, he wasn't like, you know, super nasty like Fidel Castro or something. I get compared to a Hitler, he was an angel. And I know being close to somebody, you know, when the devil's got his arm around you, you know, you don't recognize it's the devil, to quote Albert Speer, you know, the German armaments minister. But I understand the globalists are horrible and evil and are much more sophisticated. But I know people from there who, you know, the communist, basically, he says he wasn't a communist. I say he was a socialist, taking property, you know, taking small family businesses. I mean, obviously, he had a dark side, too. Your eulogy or your statement on Hugo Chavez briefly.
OK, I knew Hugo Chavez very well for more than a decade. We met many times. And, you know, but on the other hand, I had a lot of disagreements with him, and I got in his face quite a bit. One thing I don't like to do is become friends with any politician, because that's dangerous stuff. I'm not Brian Williams having dinner with the president. That makes me vomit. So I'm not going to do that with Chavez. But what you have to understand with Chavez, he was an elected leader, unlike Castro, who's you know, a dictator who rules purely by the gun. And that's, you know, Chavez was elected.
But Chavez's cozying up to him was, I mean, I think that's what, because I remember, I mean,
And the thing is that, the important thing is that he stood up against the new global order. He said, you're not going to take our oil for nothing. He's not going to give away the oil to the Koch brothers for nothing. By the way, the Koch brothers are his main customers at the Flint Hills refinery in Houston, outside Corpus Christi. He wasn't going to give the Koch brothers free oil. He wasn't going to give away all the money that comes down for oil that used to go to Miami, that was skimmed by the rich. So he basically said he was Robin Hood. He was Robin, like FDR. He said, I'm going to take from the rich who run this country forever, and I'm going to give it to the poor. They've never gotten the oil money. Now they'll get it. When I went to in Caracas in 1976, the first oil boom, poor people, a million people lived in cardboard shacks. Those cardboard shacks aren't there anymore. Chavez replaced it with bricks and mortars and buildings, education, health care, you know.
When it comes to redistribution, which has always been a disaster, he is one of the only cases where it wasn't an absolute nightmare.
He was the case where first of all, he didn't do it with guns, and they don't have Guantanamo, they don't have Bradley Manning in prison, none of that stuff.
He's a good guy because we're run by bad guys. Go ahead.
The big thing about Chavez, and by the way, for Alex Jones listeners, my BBC film, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, I am offering for free. If you go to gregpalace.com, you can download it for nothing, because I want people to at least get the other side of the story and meet Chavez. And by the way, I meet with the guys who kidnapped him. He was kidnapped in 2002 by the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Talk about a corporate takeover. And the U.S. ambassador ran down to have his picture taken with the kidnappers while they're holding elected president hostage. You know how that looked to the rest of Latin America?
Well, listen, promise me this, then. Will you come back next week, we'll do a whole hour on your perspective on Hugo Chavez?
I would love to, and it could be with your commercials. I find them informative, Alex. I don't mind your commercials.
Oh, especially the Squatty Potty. But the point is that I want to get you on the news about the financial stuff. I want to get you on the radio back about Chavez, because I want to really explore from somebody who actually was down there. How many times did you go to Venezuela?
Oh, at least a half. I've been down to Latin America several dozen times. I met not only with the president of Venezuela, Chavez, but with the presidents of Ecuador, Brazil, all of them. That's my job. But I also with the people who kidnapped them? I mean, with the people who have taken...
Yeah, we're going to have you back on about that in the 3 minutes we've got left, or 4 minutes. Shift back to, on record, the private bureaucracy with the bank heads meets with the Cypriot leaders in Cyprus, and they tell them this is how it's going to be. 10% out of everybody's bank account to set a new incredible precedent. Even the former head of the Exchequer said this will blow up Europe. But I guess they want to blow it up to then consolidate it again.
Yes.
This is the shock doctrine.
Yes, and what happened was Christine Lagarde, who's head of the IMF, panicked. She said, we're going to have an international bank run if you do that. Why can't you take a few dollars from the bank owners? They're the ones that took all the hot money, blew it away, don't they? And she said, at least make them lose a few percentage points of their stock in these banks. And they said, no. The ECB, the Germans, said, no way. Because who's really behind these Cypriot guys? It's the Germans who own the bank stock. So they said, we're not taking a penny loss, guys. We're taking it right out of the account. She said, you can't take it out of the accounts of the pensions of working people. And they said, yeah, that's what we're taking out. She said, make it 30% on the Russians and the rich, the ultra rich, and you know, 2% nothing on anyone over with a small account. They wouldn't do it. And there's a reason. They want the explosion. When I talked to the former chief economist of the World Bank,
Stiglitz.
Joe Stiglitz, he and I both lectured in economics at London School of Economics, and he said, we called them the IMF riots. They want the riots, because if there's a riot, they can then call in the troops, impose martial law, and then name the so-called technocrat from, you know, Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, who will run the country. He says, the riot is written into the plan. I want to repeat that phrase. The riot is written into the plan.
And that's your article that's in my book from 2002. You've been breaking it down before that. I mean, this is part of their plan. This all got leaked. They do the same plan over and over again.
You know, I showed the documents to Stiglitz. I want to make it very clear. He never gave me the confidential documents. He only verified them. I said, my God, it looks like they're actually saying, we want a riot so you can move in and impose these regimes. He said, that's exactly right. That it's part of the deal. It's the IMF riot. It's written right into the plan, the riot. And so then the repression follows the riot.
So here's my question.
And
then the stocks go down. They can buy everything. Everything falls apart for 6 months. Then they come in and pose as the saviors, bringing in total austerity.
And by the way, one thing I did see also, and if you go to GregPalace.com and you get all whatever, Greek Cyprus is surrounded by massive pools of oil and natural gas, which have been virtually untouched. That's what they want. They're going to get that. That's going to be the final payment.
What are the Russians going to do with their area they control of Cyprus?
Well, there's the northern Greek part. So what happened is actually to play them off, the prime minister of Cyprus just flew to Moscow to basically offer the Russians the big oil fields offshore as a way to try to maybe counter the Europeans. But hey, no, they've lost it. It's going to go to the Russians, or it's going to go to the Germans, or it's going to go to...
So it's just like the beginning of World War II or a few years into it, whenever you've got... Hitler and the Russians dividing Poland, they're just there carving up Cyprus. I mean, this is incredible. What about the precedent to just come into bank accounts and scoop money out?
Well, this is incredible that you just literally, because remember, the European Union also has, just like we have in the Federal Reserve, you have a guaranteed bank account. Right? We have a 250,000, they had 100,000 euro absolute guarantee, and the guys are supposed to guarantee the sanctity of your account are the guys who actually took the money. Can you imagine? They just go in and say, oh, 10%, joke. And these are not the people that did this. The bankers, and the bankers didn't lose a penny. The money was given to them. And so in a way, we do it in a more sophisticated manner. That is, Bernanke crushes down interest that you receive to zero. You get a quarter of 1% in your bank accounts. You get next to nothing in your bank accounts. The money is lent to the banks at a 0.25% by the Federal Reserve, and then the Federal Reserve borrows it back as Treasury bills at 3%. Well, they literally handed out trillions of dollars at a 0.25%, borrowed it back at 3%. Well, that's a nice deal. Let me in on that. Why can't I get that deal? So we do it here, but in a much more subtle manner. There, I think they wanted to put it in people's faces. They wanted to say, they wanted to push that riot. They want to kick the system over. They call it... the guys I worked with at Chicago who came up with this system, there was a professor there, a philosopher named Joseph Schumpeter, and he believed in what they called creative destruction. It's kind of apocalyptic. In other words, if you bring the whole order down, you can recreate a brand new, fresh...
That's right. If you're in control of a multinational thing above it, you implode the subunits, order out of chaos. Listen, that is the shock doctrine, which you, of course, have exposed for so long. Let's set you back up next week on the Chavez situation for an hour to really delve into that, and then let's get you on the nightly news. I'm going to let you talk to my producers here in just a moment, or should I have one of the producers call you?
Have anyone call me, and GregPalast.com, GREGPALAST. For at least a week, I'm going to keep up. And while you're having me on talk about Chavez, you can download that BBC film for no charge.
Thank you, Greg. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to him again soon. Very important information. Very interesting perspective on all of this. And I'll debate him a little bit in a friendly way about Chavez next week, because he started out just nationalizing the oil. And I can go, well, you know, that's pretty dangerous, because we know what it leads to next. But, okay, I don't care about the globalist. You take the oil. And he did divvy it up. He built the power of the state, did give some money to some peasants, gave them some land. And like 14 years ago, I'm like, well, that's actually positive. A communist actually redistributing something? Because they usually don't do that, because they want total control. They actually make things poorer, kind of Agenda 21. But I still said, I don't endorse it. It's going to go bad. And it got down to taking people's little shoe factories that might make, you know, 10,000 pairs of shoes a year, some little bitty, you know, factory with 20 employees, nationalize that, give it to the communists, kick everybody out, take small schools over. I mean, that's on record. So, see, it doesn't work is the point. It got to where he was having to take everything. He was redistributing wealth of people that would be considered poor in this country. And it just made a giant mass of poor people that were a little bit better off than they were 20 years ago. But there's more of them, just no middle class, really, a tiny government elite and a few insiders that are opulently rich and no middle class and just a giant group of poor people who, on average, did get better for him. That's why he can't ever be voted out. But it was starting to get bad, though, back to where it was. I've studied this, started really rotting because they'd already redistributed everything and everybody was just sitting around. Now, I've got a lot of thoughts about what I'm about to say here. And I just want to reset for a moment. Let's put up on screen the article right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I said that I had a big announcement here on the radio show today, and it's this. Obama is now the head globally of Al-Qaeda. And that's not a headline that we put up there. That's any form of exaggeration. If you have to say one man commands the forces of NATO, commands U.S. forces to aid al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to engage in credible atrocities, it is Barack Obama. It is a absolute, total, and complete fact that is going on. And no one will call it like it is. But if listeners of this show will take this article, I'm going to explain this in a moment, that's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Obama now global head of al-Qaeda, and if you will send it out to everyone you know on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and your other radio shows, we can force a national debate about this, just like we've done on the 2 billion bullets and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints and the preparations for martial law, now with multiple members of Congress calling for this, investigation starting. We can force this out there. We've already, to a certain extent, made the LA Times, New York Times, and others admit, okay, the West is running al-Qaeda. Is that a good idea? Well, my issue is, I don't believe in lesser of two evils, put al-Qaeda in to take out Assad when Assad hasn't attacked anybody and is about 15, 20 times better than al-Qaeda. I don't say I like him, but compared to, because I don't like any dictator, but he's not attacking anybody. And he's not, in the past, been oppressing his people, anything like what the globalists are going to put in. So they put al-Qaeda in and then act like, this is like the emperor's new clothes. He's wearing no clothes, but none of us are supposed to admit that he's naked. And so we all just play along with it. So what I'm doing is, with a shocking headline that actually reports to the level of the over-the-topness, and it can capture people's imagination, because if you just have it in the back of the paper, okay, the U.S. is aiding these groups, including al-Qaeda, and so does Saudi Arabia, and so is NATO, and so is France, but it's no big deal. You know, Assad's a bad guy. We force the debate with a sensational headline, because this is sensational. See, so many people tend to, when the government does something sensationally bad, over-the-top bad, they will not cover it. Or they will just bury it, or they will whitewash it because, well, you can't say the government runs al-Qaeda when they do. And now Mohammed Karzai, their own puppet, has come out and said, the United States and NATO run al-Qaeda and Taliban. They're staging the bombings. Remember that 2 weeks ago? That really pushed this out there. And really had a lot of people start apologizing to me. Well, it's not just that one point. It's thousands. And I'm going to go over some of them here. But here's the rest of the headline. And this is what's newsworthy. This is what is different. It'll get people thinking. Because it shows the absurdity of what they're doing. This is not an absurd statement in reality, because what Obama and his controllers are doing is so absurd. Here's the headline. Obama now global head of al-Qaeda. Subheadline. Will President order drone strike on White House? Will the president order a drone strike on himself? Now, if this breaks big, we'll try to spin it that I'm saying drone strike. That's how dumb they think you are. I want nothing to happen to Obama. I want him to live to be 150 in a prison cell along with the rest of the globalists. I don't want to turn him into a martyr. He's just a teleprompter reading puppet. But in his puppet office of an authoritarian a White House now, that's admitted, saying NATO's over our military, he'll shut down power plants without congressional approval. He's becoming dictatorial. He ran fast and furious to blame the Second Amendment.
You've now got Obama saying he'll kill and he'll drone strike anybody he wants, anywhere, anytime, including U.S. citizens, including domestically. And that he's above the law, and he'll order you tortured, he'll order you drugged for trial, whatever. He's God. While in the real world, they put over 50,000 Al-Qaeda in Libya and now in Syria, and we have video today of them chopping innocent people's heads off, blowing up Christian churches, and engaging in unbelievable war crimes, while everyone's told we're losing our rights because of Al-Qaeda, but now they're segueing, you notice, saying, actually, it is veterans and gun owners and conservatives are the new number one threat. Justice Department's reporting, we're going to go after them with Homeland Security. So I'm calling the 10-million-pound elephant in the room. I'm calling the Emperor Obama is butt naked. I'm calling it out, and I'm saying, according to your doctrine, that you can just say somebody's Al-Qaeda and kill them. If you really wanted to get Al-Qaeda, President Obama, you would shut down Al-Qaeda operations that you run. So if you had a computer picking targets for it, you said get Al-Qaeda, like GoldenEye, what would that computer target? It would target you. So you are the head of Al-Qaeda. Obama is the head of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's true. Call it. People are like, what's the big news? That is the big news. Calling it for what it is. The Matrix. Taking the red pill. The White House runs Al-Qaeda. They are Al-Qaeda.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here, back live with incredibly important breaking news. Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins fame. Talk about the New World Order and how to defeat the globalists coming up for about 25 minutes at the start of the next hour. Then John Rappaport with now they're going to start drugging you with mind control drugs to make you tell the truth in trial. That's just public torture. That's a public fake trial. But they're hiding it in plain view using appeal to authority to act like it's okay. Oh, yeah, we injected black people with syphilis. We're not going to get in trouble. Yeah, we just gave, you know, hundreds of thousands of people polio-like, you know, stuff and debilitated 40-plus thousand of them in India. But it's no big deal. Back of the paper. See, they want to just create a normalcy bias where you just get used to incredibly bad things being normal if government does it. That's how the journey of tyranny happens. And so you read the article that Paul Watson and I put together this morning that just went up at Infowars.com. Obama, now head of Al-Qaeda, will president order drone strikes on White House? I'm getting my movie names wrong. I said the name of the film where, you know, people can't control their own subconscious is Forbidden Planet, and it's Eagle Eye, where the computer sees that the government's destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution with drone strikes and attacks the government. So we ask the question, and I'm asking it, and again, I want no arm on the president. They'll try to twist that and say that, and that'll just help get the story out even more, because you're a bunch of liars if you say that. Secret Service has been here before, multiple times, so whatever. We're saying, according to Obama, saying kill anybody involved with Al-Qaeda, will he order a drone strike on the White House or on himself or on NATO headquarters? Because they run Al-Qaeda and Taliban, and Karzai is pointing it out, and I've got stacks of articles linked in this mainstream news admitting it, and the Council on Foreign Relations saying, we need Al-Qaeda. They're doing a great job. Said that last year. That's the real government here in the U.S. So by having a shocking headline, only a shocking headline can point out the shocking absurdity of the globalists running Al-Qaeda all over the world, and then saying, oh, well, we just play both sides. No, you don't. You ran 9/11. You ran Oklahoma City. You ran Fast and Furious. You ran it all. Then they go, oh, you're saying our troops did. No, the criminal globalists that have infiltrated the government. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get that straight. That's the inside job. Does that not mean there aren't some Muslim extremists? Yeah, there are, and the globalists use them to take down countries and take my liberties. And I am sick and tired of it. Now, let me go over this here. Obama, now global head of Al-Qaeda, will president order drone strike on the White House? And I asked that question. Member Gibbs said, oh, we were told a lie and say there was no drone program, even though it was admitted to exist. This is the same deal. They run Al-Qaeda publicly, and they're trying to get us to sit here and play along with it. So I'm not playing along. Okay? That's why we're in so much trouble, folks. They have gone so far, no one wants to admit this. It came out recently in Williamson County that they knowingly kept an innocent man in jail who had no criminal record for 25 years, even though they had the bloody bandana and you know, had somebody else who'd done a murder and tried to keep him in jail. And you're like, how did that happen? Because once they knew they'd set him up, they could never admit it. And it's the same thing. Once they get you... Once that's the Michael Morton's case. Once they get you into evil, you have to keep defending it. So now they've got us defending the government running Al-Qaeda while saying they've got to take our rights because of Al-Qaeda. And I told you this was coming. Now saying, oh, it's not Al-Qaeda, it's patriots. We're the new Al-Qaeda. No, I'm not. You're terrorists. You're Al-Qaeda. You're a foreign banking cartel. I want you out of here. And the whole world's watching this. I can't believe I'm still alive. Because God is on my side, and I'll be alive as long as God wants me to be alive. Okay, so that's what's happening. That's what's going on. Now, let me go over some of these headlines for you as we go to break here with the document cam. Look at this. Okay, backing this up. Go read the article. It's got it all in there going over this. Look at this headline. Gruesome video shows Syrian Al-Qaeda rebel beheading civilians. Look at this. Al-Qaeda-linked imam dined at Pentagon after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki. Fox News. Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11. Al-Qaeda's specter in Syria, CFR. They go on to say, we need Al-Qaeda. Oh, they're so great. CFR strategist praises Al-Qaeda bombings in Syria. I mean, this is what I'm... Call it for what it is. The globalists are Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. Obama is the Al-Qaeda commander.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.